Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball towards right. Miller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Miller. Morgan moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and has Cecil trapped. There's the throw to Bishop and over to Dykes, who tags Cecil for the out. Kaum moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive towards short. Burnett catches it and throws to second to double up Cochran. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Averill out. 1 out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder bunts towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Bishop covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Cochran races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Averill. The throw to the second, and Averill is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cecil bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Fox catches it and throws to third to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dib Williams pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.